please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. When was the last time you went to the dentist? Oh, yeah, we go twice a year to get our teeth cleaned, right? And don't you hate when they find a cavity? It's like, oh, just pull it. No, don't pull your teeth. Don't pull your teeth, right? You get them filled, you get a root canal. Some people have to get implants. And then some of us have to get dentures. Well, I tell you what, kids, only brush the teeth you want to keep, right, parents? Today joining us is Dr. Evan Miller. He's a huge advocate and former co-chair for North Carolina Missions of Mercy, who's offering their fifth free adult dental clinic for people who don't have dental insurance. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What a wonderful intro. Thank you for that.
Yeah, can you clean my teeth while you're here?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's the only thing I really enjoy.
All of us. It's a good feeling when you get out, right?
It is the best feeling. Yeah. And you feel like you don't want to eat or drink anything, but yay. So kudos to you for being a huge advocate of this. This is a free clinic for people who don't have dental insurance.
That's right. Or the funds to pay. You know, dentistry is a tough thing because so many of us fall through the cracks. I mean, most of the patients at our clinics are working people that either don't have insurance through their employer or simply don't have the cash to pay. So this thing is a godsend for those people, and we welcome them.
In the fifth year, so what made you, everybody has a need, right? Everybody has a need.
Righto.
And then was it a lot to actually create this event?
I'd love to take credit for that. But the truth is, North Carolina Missions of Mercy, NCMOM, is a statewide program, and it's been in operation for some time. In fact, statewide, this organization is run by the North Carolina Dental Society, and it's all volunteer-driven and funded charitably. We've seen collectively across the state about 66,000 people over the years, and to the tune of probably $35 million worth of free care. Now, in Charlotte, we've had five clinics. Charlotte was the first big city, real city, to have one of these. It was going to smaller towns where we would operate out of a high school gym, which is fantastic for a town like Sparta, North Carolina, right? Fantastic. But we wanted to bring it to Charlotte, and we did. Our first clinic, it was 2010, and, you know, it's been a godsend ever since. We can't do it every year. It's a big undertaking, but we're glad to be coming back October 18-19 of this year.
So, yeah, mark those calendars. They're going to treat as many as 1,500 adults who can't otherwise have access to dental care. Hundreds of volunteers. This is the state, as you mentioned, state's largest clinic. October the 18th, mark the calendars. And it's 2 days, y'all. 18th and 19th, 5 a.m., Doc.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days, but the doors will open at 5 a.m. Now, Francine Marie, people that are familiar with this clinic know there'll be a line, a big one. People will come in the overnight. They'll come the night before and get in line. And it's a first-come, first-served clinic. So those that are there, they're going to get the care.
And that's at Bojangles Coliseum.
First time. Glad you mentioned that. We've always been at the Charlotte Convention Center, and we need to make that distinction. We're going to Bojangles for the very first time. So please, if you're coming and we welcome you, please come to Bojangles Coliseum.
And there's hundreds of volunteers that love to do this.
Right. We get a lot of, well, the vast majority of our volunteers are repeat volunteers, of course. And we need literally hundreds of community volunteers. These are folks like have nothing to do with dentistry. They just come in and do tasks. We teach them on site, and they run this clinic. Without them, we are really not going to be able to pull it off. But on top of that, we need our dental professionals to come, and they come. We've had 300 dentists typically for each clinic, 300 dentists. So the key for your kindness in having us here is just getting the word out to our dentists that we're doing it. It's hard to compete for eyes and ears today, where people that genuinely want to come, they just don't know.
They don't know. And you can be 18 years or older to get treated.
That's right. I'm glad you made that distinction as well. It is clearly just an adult clinic, and we're not trying to slight children. It's just that pediatric needs are different, and there are pediatric clinics in town. There are other clinics that tend to kids. We just can't do it at this clinic, so strictly an adult clinic. Thank you for mentioning.
And we have to give a shout out today because the Charlotte Clinic is named in honor of the late Dr. Kenneth D. Owen.
Yeah, a great man. He was just the straw that stirred the drinks for us to start this thing in October 2011. Needless to say, it was a big step for the Dental Society, a big step for NC Mom. And at that time, it was the largest free dental clinic in America.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And he's a great man. We miss him terribly.
Oh, shout out to his family, too. Much love and peace.
Great people.
So do you have to have ID? Is that required? Do you have to show income?
No, ma'am. You just come up and fill out our paperwork, which is really just a health questionnaire.
Okay.
We'd love for you to bring a list of your medicines, or if you're not sure of them, bring the medicines with you. And there's plenty of people. We encourage you to bring your medicines so you can take them on site as you need them. But no, there is no ID check. There is no proof of income. There's none of that. If you have dental needs and we can help you, that's what we're going to do.
So will you do, how extensive will this be?
It is as extensive as we can get in that mobile clinic, which really means the vast majority of our work is traditional routine fillings. We do some root canals. We will do some partial dentures for the front top teeth, very limited number. So it's important if you think you'd like to get a partial denture up front, get there early because we can't do but so many. We're limited in the lab that helps us on site.
Yeah.
But, you know, sadly, we're all trained as dentists. We don't like to pull teeth, Francie Marie. We don't like to. But a lot of these teeth are too far gone to salvage. So a lot of the clinic is pulling teeth. But our motivation is to get people out of pain and restore them to health, eliminate infection, and oftentimes extraction of a tooth will do all those things quickly.
Now, when you said root canal, you're going to probably prescribe medication, antibiotics?
You are all over it. We will prescribe antibiotics and medications. Here's the good news. We have a pharmacy on site that will supply those for free. So if you are in need after care, our dentist will make that recommendation. Our pharmacy on site will fill it out. So it's soup to nuts taken care of thanks to the kindness of a lot of folks.
Well, you're kind.
No,
look,
I'm just chiming in. I'm just running my mouth. But it is a thrill to be there, and it's a great fun to come. So we welcome. If you're a volunteer, you come once, you'll always come back.
Yeah, you don't even have to be in the dental field.
That's right. Yeah. The vast majority of our volunteers are not in the dental field, but this is a big shout out to and a notification to all those dental assistants, dental hygienists, dentists that are out there and can give of their heart and their time. It'd be crucial for you to come. And they always do, Francie Marie, always do. We just got to get the word to them so they know to come.
Mm. And folks, if you have lived a certain amount of years, you know about a toothache.
Brutal.
Will it take you down?
Brutal.
It's almost as if it's connected to the body, which it is.
And then you're trying to work with a toothache or go home and tend to your family with a toothache or swollen. It's misery. It's total misery. So that, I'm glad you framed it that way because that is what this clinic is magic at providing. Absolutely.
Nice. Okay, so I know our kids, if we want to bring them out to get service, they have to be 18 years old. But what about a kid who wants to volunteer, go grab some suction cups or something?
Great question. We love to have kids of all ages. The truth is, though, what we have learned by experience is a high school age kid can volunteer. We're going to call it 16 and above are welcome to go to the website and sign up. And since I'm speaking of the website, ncmom-charlotte.com, ncmom-charlotte.com. That's our website. And anything you need from the clinic is there, whether you're going to volunteer as a community volunteer. In other words, you don't have a talent in dentistry, or if you're a dentist, or if you're a patient and you just want a little more information as to the when, where's, et cetera, it's all on that website.
Oh, I like it. All right. So that's NC Mom, like mom. Hey, mom.
Righto.
-charlotte.com.
That's it. And it's really all there. And there's some good information for patients, too, about, you know, when you come, how can you be most comfortable? Be in comfortable clothes. Be ready to sit. You know, we ask people, the most important thing you can bring is your patience. That's the truth. It's not a drive-through. You know, we'd love for it to be, but people have to sit and they have to wait. And the people that come are always so gracious. It's a privilege to see them, and they always play along. So I really don't even need to mention it.
Yeah, just bring a chair, right?
Maybe. Well, we'll have plenty of chairs in Bojangles, you know, in the stands.
Oh, that's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like an arena.
But people do bring blankets and
yeah, because
you know,
if they sleep
snacks,
over.
That's, yeah. Well, you know, it goes 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days, and we'll close at 6 p.m., but if you're in the building or in the line, you'll get a wristband, so you get back in the same line. We do watch that closely, so people, you know, it's first come, first serve, and we want the people that are in line, you know, first to get treated first. We want to be fair about it, and we'll go as hard as we can 12 hours each day. We'll go as hard as we can, and we'll see as many people as we can. Are we going to see everyone? We're not. We're just not. And are we going to solve everything? We're not. But we'll do as much as we can, as hard as we can. I promise you that.
Well, you speaking of hard, that's some big equipment you need to bring into.
You know, it's most of it we bring in on site. We rent it, so to speak, from different companies. Some of it's provided for by the Dental Society. Some of it's provided by local dental supply companies. It's just, I try to qualify this thing when somebody says, describe what's going on. It's always yes. I was speaking with a crowd the other day. You ask for it and people always jump to help. The answer is seemingly always yes.
Mm. So do you have any companies that are helping you sponsor or will be there giving out snacks or?
Yes. You know, it's in Bojangles Arena. We need to mention that. But the big drivers for us really are Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. There it is. Mm-hmm. Who does provide who provided the convention center in the past. But for this time, it's Bojangles Arena, not the convention center. And then we have some very significant sponsors that have been with us over the years. Leon Levine Foundation, Foundation of the Carolinas, and Atrium Health, of course, formerly Carolinas Healthcare, but Atrium Health have always been there. And then we had a huge contribution this year from a new sponsor, A Night for Smiles, which is really the neatest thing. They had a gala and they raised money and gave it all. It's local dental professionals, and they gave it all to us this year. Big deal. Great organization. To your point, you were asking about companies, and I hesitate to name one, because then I'm going to leave the others out. But all the dental supply companies in this town have always jumped forward to help us. And, you know, gosh, the list is so long of people and companies that provide things we need.
Because you need a sterilization machine. You need the suction tubes.
All of it.
Oh, my gosh. And all the equipment is on.
Yeah, it's a massive undertaking. If you see it. It's like a MASH clinic, but it's dental. We put it together on Thursday, which I'm glad we went that way with this discussion. Thursday is a big deal because our volunteers come in and help us set up. So when you go online, if you'd like to help us, Thursday's a big day that sometimes get missed. If you've got a strong back, we could use it. Yeah, really and truly.
I like it. Or the person that says, move it there.
Right,
we've got enough of those.
You know, and we've got people that know exactly what to do. We just need people to kind of line up and help and do it. And I'm telling you, it's always a joy. Snacks are provided, you know, drinks for our people that come work and give of their time and their hearts. And it's always magic on the floor. My good friend, Dr. Michael Stout, who is also on the committee with myself, he just says it's a feeling of joy. It's hard to describe.
Shout out to Stout.
Oh, yeah. He's a great man, too. We've got so many. Like I said, I hate to name one and leave out others, but he's special, so there it goes.
Well, you're the best.
No.
Because you're here.
It's a privilege to be here. I'm glad to be here, and gosh, owe you guys so much for having us.
Mark those calendars. It's Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th, but the 17th, they really need your help setting up.
That's
so
right.
The hours on the 18th and 19th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Bojangles Coliseum. So, and shout out to CRVA. They're amazing.
They are. And without CRVA, we would have never had one. And while we're giving them such due credit, Center City Partners and Mr. Michael Smith, you know, he really, I don't know if we'd have ever gotten started without him. I truly don't.
And when Maura Quinn emailed me the press release, I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. What a great
lady.
I
emailed you right in minutes.
What a great lady. Oh,
love
yeah, absolutely.
It.
She has been over backwards to try to help us with exactly what we're doing now, which is so critical. Otherwise, we have no way of really letting people know.
And, you know, that's good weather. That's what I wanted to mention. October 18th and 19th.
We hope so. It's, you know, we're always lucky in that regard, too. We've never had, a really bad rain or frigid cold when we did in December. I mean, you know, there's been challenges, but we've always been able to pull it off.
Just a little chilly in the air.
That's right. That's right.
Yay. All right. You know who that is. That's Dr. Evan Miller. He's a huge advocate and former co-chair for the NC Missions of Mercy. Now, go right now if you want to volunteer. Go find out what's happening in your city. It's ncmom-charlotte.com. I don't want to let you go, but I got it.
Hey, it's been so much fun.
What can you leave us with?
Let me think.
Everybody's into whitening and brightening their teeth. I'm like, pretty soon they're all going to crumble away.
I tell you, it is amazing what dentistry can do for folks today, though. In the private setting or at our clinic, it's unbelievable. I started in 1991 in private practice here as an endodontist, and I can say that we don't do a single thing the same as when I started. It's been a great thing, and so much more can be done now. But, you know, I understand you'd rather do something else with your day.
Yeah.
But it can really work out nicely.
Yep. Endodontist. So explain to our audience what that is.
Endodontics is root canals. You know, the bread and butter is root canals, some surgical procedures. But when a tooth can't be saved by doing fillings and et cetera, it is a little more required. We can help people hang on to them. And we'll be doing them there at the clinic. You know, endodontics, root canals, we'll be doing them. So if a tooth is up front and we can save it versus pull it, we'll do that.
Yeah, doesn't a temporary filling have to go in a root canal first and then?
Great question. What we'll do at the clinic is we'll go ahead and do the root canal, and then we'll put the permanent filling after. So we try to get it all as much as we can. You know, we try to get completion for folks, and because we know we're not going to have another chance to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a great couple days. We'd love to have people to come and meet new people and see our old friends that have always helped us so much, and of which you are now one.
I am one of the friends.
You are absolutely
yes.
one.
Yes. And I swear I'm going to let you go after this. An abscess is nothing to play with.
No,
when you
gosh,
get an
no.
abscess, because some people will hang on to that abscess. That thing can, I'm no medical professional, but it can kill you.
You know, thankfully, in today's world, with the antibiotics we have and the reach of our dental and medical, it's very rare to hear about a death. Can it happen? You know, it could. Now, again, it's so rare. It's
back
not
in
even,
the day, back in the 70s.
Oh, absolutely. Today, it can just be very uncomfortable. Gosh, I can't imagine walking around with them, but we see folks with that. And if we can, an abscess, yeah, that's number one. That's what we're there to solve.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
He's our new best friend. It's Dr. Evan Miller. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.